Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-522-1164. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-522-1164. 1-800-522-1164.
Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in a Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and very, very special, because these are all words people use to describe you. You are such a wonderful person who is giving and loving and tries to take time out to build up other people. Let me just give you a round of applause. Yay! Continue to do what you do, because you are appreciated by me and so many people. And without you, this world would not be as special as it is. So thank you so much for your efforts. Well, we are blessed today to talk about something that's really important to me, children, and have authors who have written a children's book on the show to discuss their beautiful book, The Adventures of Sasha and Malia at the White House. We have authors Carol Francois and P. Segal on the show. Carol Francois is a licensed acupuncturist who lives and works in San Francisco and Santa Cruz County, California. She has many nieces and nephews, as well as two sweet kitties named Gertie and Apollo. The Adventures of Sasha and Malia at the White House is her first published book. P. Segal is a San Francisco, California-based writer and psychotherapist specializing in the treatment of creative personalities. She is one of the founding members of the Burning Man community, and she has written extensively about Marcel Proust and other authors. When she was very young, one of her heroes was Carol Francois' father, Terry Francois. Please help me welcome these beautiful people to our show. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Very well.
Happy to be here.
Oh, we are so glad that you could come and take time out on this day to talk to us about your book. I read your book. It's very, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk to you about how the book came into being. Carol, you wrote that you had a dream that inspired the vision behind the book. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah. Around the time of President Obama's inauguration, I'd been thinking about the girls a lot and what it might be for them to be the daughters of the future president. And I myself was the daughter of the first African-American supervisor in San Francisco, and I know, you know, there was a lot of, responsibilities in terms of, being in the public spotlight. So I was thinking a lot about them, and one night I had a dream, about them and going back in time and meeting Frederick Douglass, and, it was such a strange dream that when I woke up, I, just wrote what I could remember about it, because it was, it was interesting to me. But so I sat with it for a while, and eventually P had come to get an acupuncture treatment one day, and I told her about this dream I had, and, I thought that it would make a really interesting children's book, because, with it going back in time and meeting Frederick Douglass, and, it just it just seemed like there was a story that wanted to be told. So she helped me develop it into a children's story.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
One of the things that you opened up the book with was a quote from Frederick Douglass that said, "It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men." Can you give us a little bit more explanation as to why you thought that quote would be great for this book?
Yeah. Well, when I, as we, you know, wrapped up the book, I really wanted a quote from Frederick Douglass. And when I ran across that one, it just really impacted me because you know, there's so many damaged people in the world today. And I think, you know, a lot of that damage comes from their childhood, you know, things that happened that were, you know, not their fault. You know, I used to work in the county jail doing acupuncture, and I met a lot of people that were abused as children or, you know, sexually or, you know, verbally abused. And, you know, you just see a lot of what people become, you know, having gone through that kind of trauma as young people. So, you know, I thought it would be important for people to think about, you know, the impact that they have upon children.
Well, I thought that was a very deep quote, and I definitely got that message. It was strong. One of the things that I thought was interesting was how you use children to illustrate that they can have an impact on history, and that's what the story is about, children taking courage and doing something to help. Was there a message that you were trying to convey to children in today's society?
I would say that is absolutely true. We, you know, as children, we tend to think that we're kind of helpless to do anything, you know, of great significance. And yet, I mean, historically, children have grown up a lot faster and have done amazing things while still in their early adolescence. They've become kings and pharaohs and queens. And of course, in the Middle Ages, there were the children's crusades. Mm-hmm. So children today certainly can make an impact. For example, the children who, you know, had a protest about cuts to their school recently, made the news across the country. And certainly, if in no other way, what we do as we grow up will certainly create a sense of what we need to do when we grow up. So in many ways, you know, I would tend to agree that there's a very distinct correlation between our childhood experiences, what we do as children, and what changes we make in the future.
Wonderful. One of the things that the girls in the book were seen, they were seen as royalty because of their pajamas. The story takes place at night. Why were they seen as royalty, and what countries could they have been from at the time?
Well, certainly their nightgowns and slippers were very beautiful. I'm sure they have very nice stuff. And so they had come to a place where the only other African-American children were very poor. And so their appearance gave the immediate impression that they you know, were from some very rich background, and that would have to be, you know, some kind of royalty. So at that time, the people who were living in the United States were primarily aware of Europe. But they would not be so aware of the cultures where an African American would be king, or an African person would be a royalty. And so I was thinking probably somewhere in the Caribbean islands or some island culture.
Okay. A question for you. The illustrations in the book are fabulous, by the way. They really bring the story to life. How did you go about finding an illustrator for your book, and how would you recommend people do this in terms of your experience?
Well, initially I was trying to work with people that I knew around the illustration, and I just wasn't getting the vision that I had for the book. And at one point, one of the people that I was trying to work with suggested that I look for a student. So one evening I just put an ad on Craigslist, and within 5-10 minutes I had 6 people that responded. And Mr. Jay Mazur was one of those people, and he sent some samples of his work. And, immediately I knew that he was going to be the guy, because it was, in the style that I had envisioned for the book. And, as a child, I had a old coloring book that my father had picked up at a NAACP conference. It was called Color Me Brown. And it was kind of the template that I used in terms of the style of illustrations. Originally, I thought I would do like a coloring book, but then Jay had convinced me that it would be better to go ahead and colorize it and whatnot. But he's an amazing illustrator. He spent a lot of time thinking about it before he drew, and just really did a lot of research, looked at movies from that time, that depicted that time, and was really quite methodical about his drawings and the detail and whatnot. But it was important to me that kids really appreciate the drawings and hold on to them. Like, I remember holding on to books as a child that I really, loved the drawings and would continually look at them. I've had adults tell me that they keep the book by the side of their bed and, just kind of look at the drawings periodically, at night before they go to bed, just because they're so beautiful.
They are, and they're uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of you ladies are first-time published authors with this book?
Yes.
Well, I spent many years working as a freelance writer, so I've been published in many magazines over the years, but I've never actually had a book published.
Right. So how do you feel having your first book?
It's pretty exciting.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
How did you feel when the book came back from the printer and you were holding your vision, your dream, your work in your hands?
Oh, man.
Ecstatic.
It was amazing. It was
did you take pictures?
I took a picture of my mother opening the box.
Oh,
yeah,
that must have been a priceless moment.
Yeah, she was so dear. She just looked like a child, at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So have you had book signings?
We have. We had a book signing a few months back in June. It was, like the book launch party. But we have some ideas in the works right now, mostly in the San Francisco Bay Area. But, we're hoping to get some other ones across the country. We'd love to visit some other places and, get the book out there in various markets.
We are doing a lot of readings in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids, really love it and are happy. They're fascinated to meet the author. It's really kind of interesting. You just, you never know what impact you have upon people. And it's nice. We have a letter from one of the children on the website.
Wonderful. And a question I have for you, as authors of a children's book, what legacy are you leaving for children of today? With the book.
Wow. Well, you know, ultimately the hope is that they would explore history and really find out, you know, those who have come before and had an impact on creating the world we see today, you know, and have a little sense of what it took to get where we are, you know, not just take for granted that, you know, the world that we live in is fair and just when, you know, so many struggle to find equality in a world that was not supportive of who they were, just mainly because of the color of their skin.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I would hope that children would be interested in knowing history and have an appreciation for those that came before.
Well, I would like to say that, you know, as new things come up that become important in education, like learning how to use computers, a lot of the attention that used to be given to history has, you know, pretty much disappeared, and now kids take a lot fewer classes in history. And the philosopher Satayana once said, those who do not understand history are doomed to repeat it. And I think, you know, like this
yes.
is the case of what's going on now. You know, most people don't know how the United States got out of the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't support the same kind of policies that would get us out of the current financial crisis. So, you know, it's really, really important for kids to understand history so that they know, you know, what works, what doesn't, and, you know, so that they have some perspective on the problems we have today.
I hear you. Very, very good comments from both of you on the legacy and learning from our past and checking out history and being a student of history. I think all three of us have history in our backgrounds and therefore know the value of having something to hand down. And as an author, a fellow author, I think it's important to write, express yourself, and memorialize your thoughts so that you can hand it down to the next generation. And I really love how you guys put together this book. It's just it's an absolute joy to read. That's another thing, too. It's easy to read. It's very uplifting, and you get into it. Like, I started reading, and I didn't put it down. I was like, whoa, what's going to happen?
Thank you.
Yes, I was excited.
That's great.
My husband's like, what's got your attention like that? I'm like, this book is good. So definitely it's a great book. Where can people find it if they're looking for the book, The Adventures of Sasha and Malia at the White House?
Okay, well, it's available online from our website, newvisionworks.com, also Amazon, and Barnes and Noble.com. It's available in hardcover, softcover, as well as ebook. I think the ebook version from Barnes and Noble is better than the Kindle version. You can get the color photo, the color illustrations from the Barnes and Noble.
Okay, wonderful.
It is,
you said it's available in a hardcover book?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little, I don't know what Amazon has done, but it's a little tricky to find it on their site. But I think Barnes & Noble is pretty straightforward. So,
wonderful.
And you can get it, of course, on the website, on the New Vision Works website and hardcover.
And do you have any advice to people who have a dream, just like you guys did, and want to bring it to life? What would you say to that person who's at the beginning stages of having something they dreamt about and bringing it into reality?
I would say that the process of making it happen is as great as actually having the finished product in your hand, and that taking joy in the process of creating is one of the most wonderful things that a person can have, because it makes every day great, mm-hmm. and not just, you know, those very special ones.
Excellent.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, follow your dreams. And if, you know, if things seem trying and daunting at some times, just keep moving forward. You know, I didn't know if I was going to be able to pull this off. I actually didn't even tell my coworkers in my office that this was in process until it was done, because you know, I never want somebody else to step on my dreams, you know. And, you know, it's best if you can just know that you're capable of doing it and make it happen, rather than having people, you know, the naysayers come in and try to squish it, you know. Just keep moving forward.
You.
Yeah, be positive. Because, you know, it can happen. Yeah,
you both offer great advice. I'm sorry, it takes what?
Takes a little money to make it happen.
Yes.
It's always that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta be real here.
Yes, keep it real. This is Taboo Talk. You know, it does take money, but it takes perseverance as well.
Exactly. And knowing that you can
yes.
make it happen. You know, it's not beyond your control, you know. You can manifest it. Yeah.
Okay. And I would like to ask you one last question. If people want to reach you for a presentation or a book signing or a motivational speech, what is the best way that they can reach you?
They can reach us through the email on the website, which is New Vision Works, or info@newvisionworks.com.
Okay. And your website again is?
newvisionworks.com.
Okay. That's www.newvisionworks
Yes, with an S.
Works.com.
Yes.
newvisionworks.com. And there you can visit them, and if you need to get in contact with them, check them out at info@newvisionworks.com. And you also have a Facebook fan page?
Yes, and actually I was going to offer a free copy of the book to the first person that signs up on our fan page as a like today. So if you can go to Facebook, yeah, I think it's /NewVisionWorks. Then the first person that signs up and likes our fan page will get a free copy of the book.
And let me tell you, this is something to value and treasure, because it's a good book. So sign up, people. And they definitely are a blessing, as you can see, a wealth of wisdom, beacons of lights, and the type of leaders that we love here at Taboo Talk. Well, Carol and P, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We have come to the end of the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about your book. It's an excellent book. I think it's something that our children need to have as part of their library. And it's definitely, you know, there are some things that you need to have as part of your toolkit. And besides the scriptures that I give out on this show, it's important to have good books, things that are worthwhile to give to your children. And this book, The Adventures of Sasha Malia at the White House, is a good book for your children. So please, purchase your copy. It can be purchased at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or on their website at www.newvisionworks.com. And please, be the first person to sign up to their website on Facebook fan page. That's New Vision Works on Facebook. Join your fan page to get insight. Did I give the right?
Actually, you know, it might be the Adventures of Sasha Malia.
I'm sorry, it's the Adventures of Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Sasha Malia at the White House.
Yeah.
That's the page.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Adventures of Sasha Malia.
Mm-hmm.
At the White House.
Yes.
Okay, Well, thank you once again, ladies, for coming on board. Again, I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We're
glad to have you. And to the listeners of Taboo Talk, you're very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring me, your pastor, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest stars Carol Francois and P. Segal, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, please go to my website, www.ladycharmainday.com. Again, that's www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about my Facebook fan page and join it, and join my YouTube channel. Also, I'm happy to announce that I just finished and published my fifth book called Heat Simple. It's a motivational, inspirational book that will give you nuggets of wisdom and guidance so that you can have a more joyful, peaceful, happy, prosperous, and abundant life. For your copy of the book, please go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon, or to my website, ladycharmainday.com, and go to Heat Simple. The cost of the book is $9.27. Also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. This ministry thanks you for your continued contribution, support, and tuning in each week. And lastly, I want to say thank you so much to Blog Talk Radio and Blake Radio Network for having us on their stations. We appreciate broadcasting out to the entire world and being heard by you, the listener of Taboo Talk. And one last thing I wanted to say in summarization of today's show, what Carol and P. Segal said that was so deep was they had a dream. They followed their dream. Carol said she didn't even tell people about it because she didn't want anybody to detract her from achieving her dream. And P. Segal said, you know, enjoy the process as you go through, and that's just as important as the final product. And it is. And the thing is, they had their dream and they achieved it, and now they're reaping the rewards. And if you need the strength to carry on, to get your dream to fruition, don't forget to pray, ask God to give you the extra strength that you need in order to bring to fruition your dreams and desires. And He will give you the courage, He will give you the inspiration, He will give you the perseverance you need to obtain your goal. Well, this is it, people. December has been such a good month already. As you can see, we had our beautiful guests, Carol and P. Segal, come on, and they just gave us some inspirational words of wisdom. And the rest of the month, we have excellent guests coming on as well, including John Brown, Melissa Haynes, Terry Williams, Mrs. Arlene Day, Katie Lynn. And I will be on the air for Christmas, and my mother, Mrs. Arlene Day, and sister, Melissa Haynes, will be joining me. So please, please, please tune in. And I end the year with Deborah Coffer and Mrs. Arlene Day giving some words of wisdom. So if you can, please tune in to each of these shows. These guests have taken time out, like Carol and P. Segal did today, to give you some uplifting words of wisdom. All right, well, until I speak to you again, stay special and goodbye.
Thank you.